Shino inhu lidan. How come a goy cannot do shlichus for us? The loy wise in no good. So the pasuk says atim. Gamatim l'rabbi shuchach shuchachem by the pasuk truma. We ma'abed shlichus. Ma'atim bnei bris. Ashuchachem bnei bris is a non l'detunami. The same way us for them. A Jew cannot be a shliach for a goy. Say the same way. Ma'atim bnei bris komar. Yeah. Elohod Ravashi Brusi. That Ravashi wanted to make a difference that we could be a shliach for a goy. That's a toys. That's not true. Baita. Ravina says like this. Nehi de shlichas anachri leslei. True. We cannot do something to be a shliach for a goy, but maybe schia midrabonin islei. We could be zecha for the goy midrabonin. We could be zecha for the goy. Rashi says, Shehe Yisrael zecha lei midrabonin. The Yavoh Zumi Yisrael. That maybe a Jew could be Zaycha. As Reuben could be Zaycha for the second Jew from the guy. Maybe Schia helps. And why should I say Schia? Schia means I do something for you without you asking me because it's good for you. Something that's a schus, I could do automatically for you. So maybe by a Schia I could do it for a guy also. So Mara says, well, what's the sad why? Midi the Yavi Akotin, just like a cotton, a small kid. Kotin of Alpha God less like Shlichus. Just by a cotton, he's not in the pasture Shlichus. By Shlichus, you have to be a Godel. Rashi says, the Chiksev Shlichus, the Godel Tziv. But royal litrum, Shehagdesh, Shehagdesh. Not by a cotton. Still is like Shechim with Rabbonon. With Rabbonon, if we're Mezak, is something to a cotton, the cotton is Kainerit. Rashi learns that none we learn. Zochon, the cotton, Perak Mishameth. We could be Zoichus something for a kid. With Rabbonon, so maybe Hochin Amiloshino. The same thing, we can make a schus for a guy. But the Mara says, V'loi, it's not true. The Yisrael also lechlal shlichus. A cotton, a Jew, he has a pasha of schia because he'll eventually grow up and become a gadol, and then he'll have the pasha of shlichus. So since he'll eventually have a dina shlichus, right now the Rabbana gave him a pasha of schia. But akum a guy, l'yosel lechlal shlichus, he'll never have a dina shlichus. Right now there's no din schia even with Rabbana. Therefore, the only pshat we had before in the Reisha, that when the guy told the first Yisrael to give the money to the second Yisrael, that it was muta, was only when the first Yisrael really gave the money back to the guy. So his loan ended. And now the guy is making a new loan to the second Jew. So that again is muta. A guy could lend money to a Jew, Beribis. Turn around, bottom, look like this. Yisrael shalava moyes min anoche Beribis. If a Jew borrowed money from a guy, with amenas to pay back interest, v'zok v'nola b'milva, and he made a milva as if to say, now the Jew like owes this money to the guy. Not that I owe $100, but I owe you $120. Like the ribbis we made into the milva now, as if to say, I owe you $120. Then his geyer, and now the ger became, this guy became a Jew. What's the locha? Does he have a right to collect the ribbis or not? Im kaidim shin his geyer zakfen ol b'milva, guy ves a keren v'guy ves ribbis. If before he became a Jew, they made it zakfen ol b'milva, as if to say, there's one loan now, you owe me $120, then it's muta. But v'im l'yachash in his guy is zakfen ol b'milva, then no, if again, he was first a guy, and he borrowed $100 to a Jew, and then this guy, almanas to pay him back $120, then the guy became a Jew, and after he became a Jew, now is zakfen ol b'milva, now to say you owe me $120, that he can't do. Now that you're a Jew, how much does he owe you? The loan was $100. Why are you getting back $120? Because of interest. Now that you're a Jew, you can't take the interest. Therefore, goy vs. a keren, you can only receive back the keren, the $100 that you lent him, but v'yena goy vs. a ribbis. You can't take back the ribbis. And the same thing, v'chein nochri shalov amoyis miyisrav ribbis. If a goy lent the money from a Jew, I'm not to pay him back ribbis. And v'zokpon ol b'milva. They made it right now as if that the Jew owes the goy $120. Then his guy, or now the guy became a Jew, imachlon his guy zakhno b'milva, goy vs. keren b'goy vs. a ribbis. And before he became a Jew, they made up like this, ribbis is included in the keren. You owe me now $120 and it's muta. Imishin his guy zakhno b'milva, if after the guy became a Jew, and then he first made it into a milva, but before that it's called, I lent you $100, and you owe me $120 for ribbis, then the locher is, goy vs. a keren, you only have a right to collect the original $100. But being a guy vs. a ribbis, you have no right to take ribbis. That's considered like ribbis, but that's awesome. You're a Jew now. Now you can't take ribbis. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Nochri Shalava Moyis Mi Yisrab Ribbis. If a guy that borrowed money from a Jew, I'm not to pay him back ribbis. Ben kach u ben kach, doesn't make a difference when he's misgayer later on or not. Goyves akerem v'goyves aribis. The Jew has a right to collect, to get back the ribis. In other words, we go bots of a shas halvo. At the time when you lent the money to him, he was a goy. At that time, it's called he owes you back $120. That time it was mutter. So it's called automatically that the goy owes you $120. See, even though later the goy becomes a Jew, so what? Even though he becomes a Jew later, lemais it's called he owes you $120. And you still have a right to collect it. Even after he becomes a Jew, you have a right to collect it. All right, we'll stop here. You hold the fine days of Manala. We'll start off again with the third line. Tana Rabban, read like this. Yisrael shelova mois min anochri bribis. If a Jew lent money from a goy, and I'm asked to pay back interest. Vizok panala b'milva. And now they made it into a milva. Rashi says that means that they made up now that, listen, I lent you 100, and you're supposed to pay me back 120. So they wrote over like a new star now, saying that you owe me $120. Then is Gayer, and now the goy became a Jew. So im kaidim shen is Gayer zokon alva milva. If before it became a Jew, they made it over into a new milva. They wrote up a new star. Then goy v'sakerim, goy v'saribis. Then the goy or the new Jew now has a right still to collect the $120, the ribis, because it was made into like a loan already. It's not called he's taking ribis. But v'im liyachas shen is Gayer zokon alva milva. But if after he became a Jew, so it was called I lent you 100. And you were supposed to pay me back 120, but there's ribbis. Now we made like a new milver out of it. Now we made a new star, as if you owe me $120. Then goyver es akeren, the new Jew now only has the right to collect the keren, the original 100, but we ain't a goyver es a ribbis. He can't collect the ribbis anymore. Now that he's a Jew, it's also to take ribbis. The chayin the same or the opposite way. That nochri shalova mois mi yisrael ribbis. If a goy borrowed money from a Jew to pay back ribbis. Vizok full of a milver. And they made up a new star now, saying that this guy owes the Jew 120. Then his guy, and now the guy became a Jew. Imach learn his guy zokon al b'milva, guy v'skerem, guy v'saribis. If they made a new chayiv, it's very good. Imishen his guy zokon al b'milva, guy v'skerem, guy v'saribis. He can't. Reb Yosi Yomer, nochri shelova moyes miyisrael b'ribis. A guy that borrowed money from a Jew, I'm going to pay back interest. In such a case, benkach or benkach. Whether the guy was misgayer after the zokfen olov, or whether he was misgayer before that, is goyves a keren, the goyves a ribis. In both cases, he has a right to collect the ribis. Again, this goy borrowed money from a Jew, amanas to pay him back ribis. So here the law is that in both cases, the goy still has to pay the ribis. We'll soon see what the reason why Rav Yossi says this. Omar Rovo, Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Rav Huna, halacha k'Rav Yossi. We paskin like Rabbi Yosi, and Omar Rava says, "My time with Rabbi Yosi. What's Rabbi Yosi's reason? Again, if the goy owes ribis to a Jew, why do we say when he's misgayer, he has to pay the ribis, even if he was misgayer before they made a new milver out of it? Why? The answer is kidei shelo yomru. We do not want this goy to say b'shvil ma'osav misgayer. You know why he became a Jew now? To free himself of paying ribis." Like he knows, if I become a Jew, I won't have to pay the ribbis. So we're afraid maybe that's the reason why the guy wants to become a Jew. So therefore, we tell the guy, no matter what you do now, you're going to have to pay this ribbis. Like Rashi explains that there's no ribbis to your Isa. Avadim mid your Isa, it's mutter here. Because the Isa b'shas, you lent the money, he was a guy. There's no ribbis tzutza to a Jew. Avadim, it's mutter. It's only a shayla in the Rabbanans. Does it look like ribbis or not? Therefore here, there's a spur to say the Rabbanan still want him to pay the ribbis. Therefore, him with the Rabbanan, we make him pay the ribbis. Tana Rabbanan, look at a price like this. Shtar shekosev boy ribbis. If a shtar was written up that has interest in it. In other words, a normal case, not normal, but two Jews, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon on a condition to pay back ribbis. And it was written down in the shtar. So in the shtar it says now that the Shimon owes $100 and $20 for ribbis. The law is, we make a kanas to this malva, he cannot use the shtar at all. He can't even be goyva the keren with the shtar. Since it was written inside of the ribbis, we make a kanas, you cannot use it at all. The chachamim say, goyva is a keren. No, you have a right to use the shtar to collect the keren. You can't use the shtar to collect the ribbis. That's all. Like a machleik exactly. What does it mean according to Rabbi Meir that you cannot collect the keren? Doesn't mean only with this shtar you can't collect it. But if you have edim or you have other proof, then you could collect the keren. It doesn't mean to say we made such a big knas that you can't even get the keren either. That's a shayla. Now the Gemara says, "B'mai kamiflagi." What's the machlekes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? Again, if you have this shtar that has ribbis written inside it, can you use it or not? Rabbi Meir of our kansinan hatera mishonisura. We make a knas that you cannot even collect the keren with this shtar to heter auto because of the yisti you did. We make a knas, so you cannot use this shtar at all. For Rabbanan Savri. We do not make such a knas of heter mishum isura. No, we don't make the knas. Therefore, the heter, the keren, you could collect. Just the isra, the ribis, you can't. We learned before, shtore choyv hamakdomim, if you have a shtar choyv, that Reuven lent money to Shimon, and there was a shtar written up that Shimon owes the money to Reuven, that Reuven lent the money. Shtar muktim means in the shtar it's written that he lent the money in Nisan, and really he first lent him the money way later, first in Tishrei. So such a shtar is psulim. You can't use that shtar because since the loan really first took place in Tishrei, and in the shtar the date is back in Nisan. So afraid maybe you come to collect from a shabodim all the way back to the karka that you sold in Nisan time, and that shaloikadin, like the malva only has the right to collect the Leivis property that he sold after the loan, after Tishrei. Therefore, a shtar that has a date earlier is possible. Vam Uchrim, a shtar that has a later date, like you lent the money now, and you wrote next month's date in it, that's Ksherim, that's good. Nothing could go wrong. Just the Malva may lose out, he won't be able to collect the money so fast, so easy. But the shtar is kosher. Now, Mukdomim, my Psulim, what's the locha? Why is a shtar Muktim? Why is it possible? Nehi de loy gavim is man rishon. True, you're not allowed to collect from a shabodim, from the first man, but nigvum is man sheni. The question is, though, from the date that the real loan took place, from then on, it's a good shtar, like lemaisi, you lent the money, so from then on, from the date that the loan really took place, from then on, use the shtar to collect from a shabodim from then on. How come it's possible? On this, Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish answers and says, true, b'mach leke shenuya. That mishta, that din is solon amachlekes. Rabbi Meir, it only goes according to Rabbi Meir. That says we make a kenas of hatera otu isura. We make a kenas. You cannot use this shtar to collect from a shabodim later on after the loan took place, because of the gzera, maybe you use this shtar to collect from a shabodim that was sold before the loan took place. So that a shtar muktim is psulim, that's only according to Rabbi Meir. That's what Rish Lakish says. But according to Chachamim, and Echanami, you could use the shtar. For Rabbi Yechanan says no. Afilu teimer Rabbanon. Even if you want to say that Mishnah goes according to Rabbanon, I tell you, gzeira shema yigvah mizman rishon. Here there's a big gzeira. Here the Maisa, there's only one date in the shtar. So since the date is an early date, we're afraid maybe you come to collect the mishabodim from the early date. So here, even the Chachamim who be made the shtar, you can't use. Mashenk and a shtar that has ribbis and has the keren, everybody knows the ribbis is awesome. Therefore, there we're not afraid you come to collect the ribbis. But here, there's one date on it, we're afraid you come to collect from a shabodim from an earlier time. How the Gemara says, Hahu garver, there was a man, the mashkin lay pardis lechavrei. He made a mashkin, his orchard, to his friend. In other words, Shimon borrowed $1,000 and Shimon gave his orchard for a mashkin to the malva. Now what happened was, Ochlet Losi Shani, the Malva these last 3 years that was holding on to this mashkin, ate Paris, he ate from the orchard 3 years straight. After the 3 years Omale, now the Malva went to the life and said like this, Imizavnis lo nahale mutif. If you can sell it to me, very good, then everything will be alright. Viloi, but if you're not going to sell me this orchard, you should know, I'll get it from you by force. Know what I'll do now? Kavishna lo lishta mashkanto. I'll hide, like throw away the shtar mashkanta that you gave me. I'll just ignore it. V'yamin, and I'll tell everybody, I go to Bezdin, tell Bezdin, look.